There we go.
Good afternoon. It's the time now to call the property committee meeting to order on 27th of January. I ask the clerk of the board to please take the roll.
Director Sheldon.
I am present.
Director Meeks.
Present.
Director Bilodeau.
Present.
Director Whitaker.
Here.
Director Doe.
Here.
Director Mezqua.
Present.
Director Nguyen.
Here.
Director Tran. Director. Was Director Tran, was, did I hear you there? No. Director Rowe. Director Green. You have a quorum of your committee.
Thank you. Our next item is to see if there are any items required to be agendized that were too late to be agendized. Are there any such items?
There are none.
Thank you. We'll move to visitor participation. Are there any members of the public that would like to speak on an item that is not on the agenda, but it may be on the consent agenda, but that, and that pertains to the district? Hearing none and seeing no hands, move to our consent. Any questions or motion on the consent calendar?
I'll move the consent calendar.
A motion by Director Bilodeau, is there a second?
Second.
I think I heard Director Meeks out there doing a second, and her being the freshman director, we will take her second. So we have a motion by Director Bilodeau, a second by Director Meeks, and please take the roll on the consent.
Director Sheldon.
Yes.
Director Meeks.
Yes.
Director Bilodeau.
Yes.
Director Whitaker.
Aye.
Director Yeo.
Yes.
That motion carries unanimously 5-0.
Okay. This time I'll turn this over to staff for our first item of business.
Okay, the first item is a status update regarding the potential leasing of the Imperial Highway property south of the Santa Ana River adjacent to Imperial Highway. And the committee will recall that the district has an approximate 19-acre piece of property that was recently vacated by a wholesale nursery. And the board had hired Voigt Real Estate to market that property for leasing. At one of the past meetings, Director Meeks did bring up that there was a right-of-way, Caltrans right-of-way along the driveway area. So since then, staff has further looked into that. And although we didn't find anything officially in our records, we did find some notes that led us to contacting Caltrans. And indeed, there is a restriction on that driveway to district maintenance vehicles. However, at some point, the district had received some kind of clearance years, and I'm talking decades ago, to use that lightly. So for a tenant, wholesale nursery tenant, but we couldn't find any records, anything officially in the board minutes. So we have contacted Caltrans to see what steps we need to take to use that driveway, what kind of quote unquote light traffic might be usable there. I have apprised Mike Hefner and Boyd about that, and we'll update the committee at a future meeting as we learn more about that. In the meantime, I've asked Mike Hefner of Voigt to give the committee a brief update on what the up-to-present marketing activities are of the property, should the committee want to hear that. So I'll ask the chair if that would be your pleasure to hear a report from Mike Hefner.
Would you like me to speak, Bruce?
Yeah, yes, Mike, if you could, please. I apologize. I was dealing with a doctor just now, part of my personal mom situation. So please, Mike, if you could speak, thank you.
Yeah, I'd be happy to.
Mr. Hefner, if you could please speak.
Sure. Good afternoon, everyone. Thanks for taking the time to hear the marketing update from myself. My partner, Mike Vernick, is not on the call today. He is otherwise occupied, but we have been in the market for a few weeks now since our last initial introduction to you on this particular marketing effort. We're placing signs on the property as we speak. We have a marketing brochure that has been prepared. Bruce, I don't know if you distributed that or the the activity report to the board, but we'll continue to provide a regular list of inquiries and our activities from a marketing perspective.
The brochure was included in the board packet. The list of activity I did not distribute because I didn't know if the board wanted or the committee wanted to see that publicly or hold off for maybe a future closed session or something.
Yeah, it might be a good idea to keep those in for a closed session, you know, given the confidential nature of some of the inquiries. But we have had a fair amount of immediate response on the property. Several nurseries have expressed an interest. We mentioned to you last time that the city of Anaheim had interest for a police training facility. All the uses of, you know, both the nursery and the police training facility are very rate sensitive. We've had a few inquiries regarding the storage of modular homes and modular storage units, as well as truck trailer parking, which could, you know, may present an issue from an access standpoint on and off the site, depending on the size of tractors and trailers that they're trying to bring on the property. But we're getting the type of inquiry that we expected. Some users that want to store heavy construction equipment. And then there's some more intensive uses that we've been, that have inquired regarding, you know, ongoing construction related activities on the site. That might be more problematic, but initially the response has been as expected, a pretty strong interest level in the property. Obviously the access is the big question mark and how serviceable that property is depending on the type of traffic and activity the tenant's going to have on site. And, you know, that'll be our challenge, as we all know, getting on and off and how frequently that driveway is used for any potential user. But we're pleased with the initial interest level. It will take time to find exactly the right use and marry that together with, you know, the site condition, being that it's just in a you know, raw land. The other consideration is to leasing a portion of the property to various users. And I know you've done that on other sites, but leasing 4 to 5 acres, you know, a 20 acre piece for single user is a very large parcel. But if we can find 3 or 4 tenants that would lease the entire property, we do have some access issues to work through. But we've had more interest in the 4 to 5 acre size range than we have in the entire site. So we'll continue to do what we are doing, which is expose the property to the marketplace, the brokerage community, and then directly campaign to potential tenants. And that's the process, the phase of the marketing cycle that we're in right now. Are there any questions that we can?
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Hefner. Are there any questions from the committee?
Director Shelton, I just have a quick question about the potential use by Anaheim Police Department. Would it involve any shooting training in the area?
No, that's not the intention. No, it's really a, it would be a high speed pursuit training facility. So they actually need the entire site because it is a, you know, they're involving vehicles, quick maneuvers, and, you know, extended pursuits. And that's the type of training they would do on site.
Thank you. Okay. Bruce, could you please put up the map that shows the property lines? Do you have that available, Bruce?
Yes.
I have a question for Director Yeo. And Director Yeo, in your experience with Caltrans, I believe that they own the property that is to the, let's say, to the west of Imperial Highway. Abutting our property, but restricting our access to Imperial Highway. And I'm wondering, there you go, where kind of that rectangular shaped area is, if you could indicate that there, Bruce. No, down
right
below.
Here?
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah. What would it take to get a license to cross over that? To get some type of access off there if we could, you think? Have we ever looked at that? And I'm asking, Roger, in your experience, have you ever seen anything like that? Or any, is that in your wheelhouse over at Caltrans at all?
Sorry, I was on mute. I remember a few years ago when we talked about this, because of the anything that we do to modify that area would potentially impede the traffic getting on the freeway. So that is going to be a big challenge, a big hurdle to get over.
Okay.
In my experience, we've never, we would never go for anything like this as a Department of Transportation. You know, I'm putting on my hat and
right.
employee reporting to the committee. Yeah, it will be very challenging to try to modify that directional on-ramp. So it would almost that we have to do something bigger so that not only that it would accommodate the existing traffic getting on the freeway, but additionally, any potential traffic that may be generated from this new destination that, you know, whatever it may be.
Okay, I appreciate that they would take that approach, and I have my developer hat on. So I'm just looking, our current approach isn't the best either. And it just, I mean, we could create a little bit of a D. I mean, I'm talking about this from an interim, you know, leasing point of view, not from like a long-term big project point of view, just an interim where you'd be a right in, right out to maybe our resident traffic engineer can take a look at that as well for us. But I think maybe we couldn't hurt to put something together if a licensed traffic engineer could say this might actually improve the situation. And, you know, we were able just to get a path to travel in and then a path to travel, you know, out that might improve what's there now. Because I think what's there now, you know, isn't very good and could be improved upon from what I can see without affecting the ramp. So it's just a thought, maybe we could look at that. And then the next question is, you know, Director, you've suggested it's like a roundabout is one solution. I just think we have an amazing diamond in the rough here, and we should spend some time, you know, examining that, or, you know, put this out to bid for a developer to come in and give us their vision and how what they would do to put a deal together if they thought it penciled with all the infrastructure that's going to be needed, because it is, you know, freeway visible, freeway access. It's, you know, would be great for a commercial industrial type use there. So that's kind of a 2-point thought, the interim and then the long term. So I don't know if the committee has any thoughts.
Yeah, Director Sheldon, if I may, I think for short term, with the limited access, you know, the activities that we our potential tenants would be conducting there, probably for the short-term tenants, probably it will work out, you know, because it's so limited. But long-term, you know, we talked about potentially proposed to modify that whole area with a roundabout to facilitate traffic from all directions. We have to keep in mind that there is no grants or anything in the transportation world that would fund something like that. It would be solely on the developer. That's just something that we have to keep in mind. So, you know, if we decide to go explore the long-term alternatives, that's something that definitely would need to be considered, the cost of putting a roundabout in the area.
That would be part of a larger project.
Yeah, go ahead, Steve.
No, that would be part of a larger project. We wouldn't get any government grants. That's a private sector responsibility.
Right. And it's not cheap. So just want to put that out there. Thanks.
We did a roundabout in a city, and it was, you know, not as large as what would be here. But it was $1 million or so dollars to do everything. Yeah. But
this is Director Meeks.
Yes.
I don't see a roundabout working there. That, I mean, the amount of traffic that uses that street morning and afternoon, getting off the 91 and the congestion right there and all the different ways it's going. I mean, we've got three lanes of traffic plus right turn lanes and free on ramps to the freeway. It's chaotic as it is. I don't know that you get a, you know, 8-lane roundabout going on there.
It's probably cheaper to, build a small bridge across from the other side, right?
I think if, the question I have being new to this is my understanding what we're talking about right now is just a lease proposal and not necessarily a 90-year lease. So we're not expecting anybody to go in there and invest in a lot of money in buildings if they're just getting a lease on the property, right? So
correct.
Then now is that, what kind of use with that, without that kind of investment affords a bridge across the river? No, I don't know. It's a tough piece of property and I'm try to be a, team player on the water board, but, also a team player for my city,
right,
that wants to do something that doesn't mess up a lot of other things that are already difficult, like the traffic congestion there.
Agreed. I think we have to make the situation better if we were to do anything. And so let me bifurcate, be very careful. I was initially talking about an interim where we might be able to get some little better access than what's there now for those interim uses, but also have the committee look at, do we want to potentially say we have the interim, but on a bigger long term, we have a good potentially good property, not currently, and what do we want to have a industrial commercial entity come in and, tell us what they think they might be able to do with it? That was the part B of my point. So part A is absolutely just, doing the least possible for those interim uses. Okay, any other comments from the committee? Does the committee have any feeling on directing staff on putting together some thoughts and Mr. Hefner on a larger RFQ or RFI, request for information, for a long-term lease, not in lieu of what Mr. Hefner is doing now, but in addition to that, for a larger project? Does anyone have any objection to staff and Mr. Hefner just examining that and coming back to us next month?
And will that include getting more information on Caltrans and what that potential is for access off of Imperial? Because I think that's not going to happen. And we've tried for many years to get access to the east off of Imperial for that other piece of property, and no go with Caltrans. And that doesn't even have a free ride onto the freeway right there. But so anyways, Caltrans isn't the easiest to get them to give anywhere. So it would more be exploring a bridge across the river and access from a different point. Does that make sense in what we're directing them to look at?
That would be, I think, yes, it makes sense. That could be one of the solutions that a private sector entity would come up with for us. So it would be, looking at all the potential solutions, but having them bear that risk, bear that cost and time to whoever we selected to do that work as part of the potential development.
All right. I just want to make sure we're as upfront as possible about the access, the current access, so that someone doesn't come back to us with claims of, misinformation or something. So just be clear on it.
Okay. Agreed. And agreed. So I guess I'll turn it over to Mr. Hefner. Do you think if we could get access and it pencils, do you think this is a site worthy of spending some time on, in addition to what you're doing now, to bring in a developer on a larger project?
I think we could work that aspect in tandem with the other marketing effort, the shorter term lease solution in its current configuration. I do think we need to solve, we meaning collectively the district and our team need to solve the access question for any kind of realistic long-term development play. And as I'm looking at access points and assuming that you can't do anything on the Imperial Highway side to the east, other than what we currently have, and that Caltrans won't be cooperative in allowing a roundabout off of that off-ramp, then we would probably need to look at coming in off one of the private properties to the north side of the river and purchasing access. And then secondly, the cost of constructing a bridge. And as we're speaking today, I have no idea what that type of infrastructure cost would be, but those will be significant expenses. Not that we have that anything more than have it designed and maybe initial discussions with property owners about the ability to purchase access across their property for the benefit of this site. But I think we need to, if we are going to the market with an RFI or an RFP, that we would need to have some solution at least partially baked.
Okay, so that would
require some engineering.
So let me ask you different. The property to the west, then the property we own, the large one to the east on the other side, that's owned by Caltrans. It's about a 20-acre property.
Yes.
Yeah, and if there was
over on this side here,
right, and if there was access to that, that would be a very valuable property.
Oh yeah. Both sides would be valuable if there, or more certainly more valuable if there's a reasonable and serviceable access point.
So maybe what we could do is come up with a couple just tentative potential act without doing any a lot of engineering or traffic analysis on those, but these are some potential access points. And then, because those are great properties for that commercial industrial use, an entity with enough horsepower that knows how to work with the state. I mean, I know there's large commercial builders, developers out there that probably interact with the state at some of the highest levels. And if they have a good plan that makes sense for everybody, they probably could get through to that state bureaucracy better than some of the we as an agency can get through the state bureaucracy. So I would suggest that we look at it. Maybe we do a little bit of traffic engineering just to see what our potentials, not no guarantee, and then we can come back to the committee to the board and see if there's interest in taking that to another step for an RFQ. Dan, Director Billito, do you have any thoughts on this?
Yes, I know that Caltrans has some objective standards now on roundabouts and traffic volumes. I think Director Meeks brings up a very good point. That's a very busy corridor. For instance, I know Caltrans is going to develop a roundabout on Ortega Highway. So let me take a look at the traffic volumes that are on Ortega to see if it's anywhere near Imperial Highway. The other option I see is, in looking at this aerial photo, up where that baseball diamond is that a street that tees down into the river?
I believe that's a flood channel.
Oh, it's a flood channel. Oh, okay. I thought maybe that might be an access opportunity.
This right here, this one right here.
Yes.
Yeah.
We can cover it.
Yeah, that's true. It's only money.
it's only 20 years.
Anyways, I don't have any further thoughts. It's a shame, though. I mean, because at Imperial, there's a lot of right-of-way there, clearly. Caltrans is a lot of right-of-way, so there's a lot of options. I think maybe we just got to keep thinking about this.
Okay. I mean, it's a couple hundred feet, isn't it, from that start of the on-ramp to where the river ends? Or the bridge ends?
And Steve, previously, I think we talked about potentially, you just mentioned that, if a large entity can come in and just have a plan for both sides of Imperial, that actually would be much, much, much bigger project would be better. Then we could then potentially consider modifying the westbound off ramp and introduce a roundabout there. Right. And obviously there's got to be a way to get across Imperial, probably like an undercrossing, right? So that ties the two properties together. But I think the challenge, and Director Meeks probably remembers that, I think the city had once expressed interest in acquiring that property or getting to some type of partnership with Caltrans by introducing some recreational facilities there. And that hasn't happened. So,
right.
Just a lot of potentials, a lot of stuff going on there. So,
well, you know, we hear a lot of talk, and I remember our good, great guy, former Mayor Tom Tate, wanted to put, you know, some kind of sports fields there at the time in his term of office. And, you know, it's just for what, who knows, then, I mean, the funding and what have you. So I think we should pursue our own destiny. And the more, and I'll, and, you know, the more real we make this, the more valuable our land is when we discuss it with City of Anaheim acquiring the land. So it's in our best interest to, you know, show the viability of what we're talking about. Right, Director Meeks?
I think this property has challenges, and at some point where the district's going to have to acknowledge that and see where they want to go from there.
Agreed. Well, we're
you know, I don't want to spend, I don't think the district should spend a whole lot of money pursuing something that, you know, if you start doing back of the envelope numbers, I got to build a bridge. It's a short-term lease. I got to do this, you know, it doesn't make sense. So I think we need to have our guy do kind of those back of an envelope numbers and bring them to us and let us, you know, push him in the right direction. Does that make sense?
Sure. Right. I think we can get some, or some problem where we might have it, but you know, the private sector can certainly be very creative. And anyway, so I guess if we could have, Mr. Hafner, come back with some concepts on that RFQ and what information might be needed. Maybe it's just a larger, not an engineer, like a map that shows potential access points to include in a packet that would just give some thoughts on it. Nothing, you know, that's engineered or designed. Just some concepts, and we can go from there. Maybe we could have staff come back with that at our next meeting, or when they think they might be able to have that available.
Well, I think Bruce and I can coordinate offline on concepts, access concepts, and with that, you know, to approach the marketplace on a large scale to solicit proposals, it'd be better for us to, not that it needs to be fully engineered, but we certainly need to have more than just concepts, I think. We need to have realistic solutions to really get serious attention from developers.
Then that's good. Then I appreciate your point. And then come back to us and tell us what you think, what we need to do, what types of things that you think that we need to have to have a successful RFQ, because we don't want to do something that isn't, you know, that wastes everyone's time.
So I understand.
Advice. Thank you. Okay. Any other comments or questions on this? I think, so we do have some staff direction. Does the committee need to take action on this, or is this sort of sufficient? These are more,
I think it's direction.
Action items. These are just sort of thoughts, right?
Direction. I think it's direction. Yeah.
Okay, great. All right, great. Let's move on to our next item, which is our leases.
The next item is the quarterly updates on licenses and leases. And I have our property manager, Daniel Park, will give an update on that.
Thanks, Bruce. Good afternoon, members of the board. The district has approximately 1,069 acres of land under 17 leases and 21 permits and licenses. Fourth quarter had an increase of 9.8% year over year. The increase was primarily due to the Rahaga duck lease. In the fourth quarter last year, the annual rent for the duck lease, $75,000, was paid in full. whereas in Q4 of 2021, the remaining annual rent balance of $29,907 was paid. So there was the difference. The committee will recall also that in 2021, rent for the duck lease was lowered 20% to $59,814 due to the COVID lockdown. Additionally, other contributing factors to the year-over-year increase include the early recording of the January 2023 rent from the Rahaga shooting range and the early recording of NSM Golf's October rent in the third quarter of 2021. The year-over-year increase was offset by the early recording of the Aqua Park's low season rent, which was paid in full that year, and Sandwood's Enterprise's January 2022 rent in the fourth quarter of 2021. And finally, also the late recording of rent from the Prado Basin Duck Club in the fourth quarter of 2021. There are two upcoming lease renewals in the second quarter this year, the Prado Basin Duck Club and the Rahaga Duck Lease. Both are annual. Both leases expire on June 30th. Moving forward, all lessees, licensees are in full compliance with the terms of their agreements, and all licensees and lessees are current with their rents. And finally, there were no new licenses issued in the fourth quarter. To date this year, the general manager has issued a 6-month license agreement at the beginning of the year to the Scripps Institution of Oceanography to collect weather data near Warmer Basin. This data is collected in an effort to improve the forecast accuracy of rain events. Subsequently, the board did approve a long-term license agreement to Scripps for the same purpose, which expires April 30th of 2025. And that will conclude the fourth quarter rent report.
Thank you, Daniel, for that comprehensive report. Are there any questions from the directors? I don't see any hands. I'll move on. There are no items for us to agendize for the board meeting. Next is our director comments. Any comments from directors? And I don't see any hands. Well, I hope that then I hope everyone has a, excuse me, are there any general manager comments? General manager comments, hearing. None?
No, we don't hear you, Mike.
Mike, you're muted.
No.
That's okay. I mean, we don't want, I don't want to, if he had, okay, that's fine. So,
do we have a consent item item that needs to go on the consent agenda for the board meeting, I think, maybe?
No, nothing. I don't think we approved anything to go on the board agenda, did we? Oh, well, thank you.
Consent items. Items 2 and 3.
Yes, yeah, I meant that. Yeah, I appreciate the clarification. Thank you, Jeremy. Thank you very much. And probably would have happened, but I do appreciate it. And no general manager comments, no reports, then have a great weekend. We are adjourned. Bye-bye.